Welcome to Food for Thought, the place to explore, celebrate, and manifest a life motivated and defined by unconditional compassion and optimal wellness. Today's episode is Why I Still Have Hope. Before we begin, my name is Colleen Patrick-Gaudreau. You can find me at joyfulvegan.com. You can find my books wherever books are sold, and you can join me, I hope, in one of my online cooking classes. This podcast is possible because of the support of listeners like you. You can join other supporters by going to patreon.com/ColleenPatrickGaudreau, choosing your level of support, getting some perks, and knowing that you're making this podcast endure. This is the 15th year of the Food for Thought podcast, and it wouldn't be possible without you. So thanks for supporting it. Thank you for listening, and thanks for subscribing. I have been an animal advocate for more than 25 years, and I see enough cruelty every day to have a pretty bleak view of the world, and yet I have hope. No, I'm not a mythical creature. No, I'm not delusional. And yes, I'm paying attention. So much so that I'm quite aware, for instance, that in the US every year, over 9 billion land animals are brought into this world only to be killed for human consumption. Elephants are killed in their homes for their tusks, and wild animals face the consequences of global warming and habitat loss. And yet I have hope. I have hope because I focus on what I can solve rather than on what I can't. I have hope because there's much to be hopeful about. History gives you great perspective if you just step back. I have hope because outrage doesn't change the world. Vision and vigilance do, along with the political, technological, economic, and moral forces that drive progress forward. I'm hopeful because I live in a democratic country. I can exercise my power and privilege to help those who have neither. I can criticize elected officials. I can vote them out. And I can start a political action committee like I did called the East Bay Animal Pack to help elect animal-friendly officials. I live during a time when, yes, technology makes it possible to mechanize animals' lives, confine billions of individuals at a time and systematically slaughter them. But I also live in a time when technology can help end that. Scientific advances and technological breakthroughs, such as cellular agriculture, have the potential to save billions of animals from misery and death. I live in an economic system that empowers visionaries to test their innovations in the marketplace, and that gives me the choice to support companies and products that reflect my taste and ethics and reject those that don't. I surround myself with people dedicated to creating solutions for a brighter future and to recognizing the beauty of the present moment. I read about what's wrong, but I focus on the agency I have to make things right. I also read about what has improved. I believe in progress. There is indeed misery and suffering in this world, but that's not all there is, though the media and cranky pessimists certainly act as if that's all there is. My hope is not delusional. It's rooted in facts, science, reason, and statistics. My hope is not complacent. It's provisional. It's the difference between wanting things to change and taking action to facilitate that change. My hope is rooted in joy. We don't have to be angry all the time to demonstrate we care. We don't have to be outraged to show that we're conscious. We can be acutely aware, actively engaged, politically minded, and still have hope. And so I'm hopeful, and I hope you are too. Remember, don't do nothing because you can't do everything. Do something, anything, for the animals. This is Colleen Patrick-Gaudreau. Thanks for listening.